This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu. Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn, non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience, with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka and Aries Navamsha. General characteristics of Aries Navamsha. Aries Navamsha emphasizes leadership, initiative, independence, and action. Individuals with planets in Aries Navamsha are driven by self-reliance and tend to take the lead in various aspects of life. Personal growth through bold decision-making is central, with a focus on carving one's path. In relationships, this independent and assertive energy translates to a partnership where both individuals need space to grow and achieve their ambitions. Sun as Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha. The spouse is authoritative, ambitious, and takes pride in personal achievements. They are likely to hold a high social or professional status and will assert themselves as a leader within the relationship, reflecting the bold and proactive nature of Aries Navamsha. Potential challenges. The partner may display narcissistic tendencies, seeking admiration and dominance, which can overshadow emotional connection. Union type. The relationship centers around leadership and ambition. The partner often takes control, with both thriving on mutual respect for each other's accomplishments. However, dominance could be an issue, as the spouse may expect to lead most aspects of the relationship. Moon is Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha, spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha. The spouse is nurturing, emotionally intuitive, and focused on creating emotional security. Despite the emotional qualities, the Aries Navamsha influence makes the partner more proactive in expressing emotions, taking the initiative to ensure stability in the relationship. Potential challenges. The spouse may become emotionally clingy, seeking constant reassurance, which can create tension due to the independence-driven nature of Aries Navamsha. Union type. The relationship revolves around emotional connection and security. While the Aries partner craves independence, the spouse seeks emotional closeness, which may require compromise to balance personal space with emotional support. Mars as Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, energetic, and passionate, with an intense drive for action, mirroring the fiery, initiative-driven qualities of Aries Navamsha. They often lead the relationship in an energetic and decisive manner. Potential challenges. The partner may be overtly passionate in bed, leading to a fiery and sometimes confrontational dynamic that requires careful balancing of intensity. Union type, a relationship filled with passion and action. Both partners may be highly driven and assertive, which could lead to power struggles, but the shared sense of adventure and ambition keeps the relationship exciting. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha, the partner is communicative, intellectual, and adaptable, with a sharp focus on mental stimulation and communication. The Aries Navamsha influence makes them more decisive and assertive in their communication style, often taking the lead in intellectual discussions. Potential challenges. Being a neuter planet, the spouse may prioritize mental connection over emotional intimacy, leading to a more detached or cerebral relationship. Union type. The relationship is built on mental stimulation, communication, and intellectual growth. Both partners thrive on sharing ideas and engaging in discussions, though emotional depth may not be a significant focus. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha. The spouse is wise, ethical, and focused on intellectual or spiritual growth. The Aries Navamsha influence adds boldness and leadership to their natural wisdom, making them a proactive and guiding force in the relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may focus more on children or spiritual duties than intimacy, creating emotional distance. Union type. A relationship centered on wisdom and personal growth. The partner often plays the role of a mentor or guide, with both partners striving toward intellectual and spiritual goals, though emotional or physical intimacy may sometimes take a back seat. Venus as Dharakaraka. Spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha. The spouse is romantic, artistic, and appreciates beauty, but the Aries influence makes them more assertive in pursuing romance and sensual pleasures. They bring a dynamic and creative energy to the relationship. Potential challenges. The spouse may become vain, focusing excessively on appearances or material pleasures, which can detract from emotional connection. Union type. The relationship emphasizes sensuality, creativity, and beauty. The spouse's assertiveness blends with Aries Navamsha's independence, creating a dynamic where both partners explore passion and pleasure together, though they must be careful to maintain emotional depth. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aries Na. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and mature, bringing structure and stability to the relationship. The Aries Navamsha influence adds a layer of assertiveness, making them proactive in fulfilling responsibilities and managing the relationship. Potential challenges. The spouse may be emotionally distant or burdened by responsibilities, which may clash with Aries Navamsha's need for spontaneity and independence. Union type. The relationship is built on stability and long-term commitment. Saturn's influence brings structure and patience, but it may also lead to tension if the relationship becomes overly rigid, restricting the freedom that Aries Navamsha craves. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Aries Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aries Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, intense, and possibly mysterious, bringing unpredictability and excitement into the relationship. The Aries Navamsha influence adds a bold and assertive drive, making the spouse proactive in pushing boundaries. Potential challenges. The partner may exhibit obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationships or sexual matters, creating an intense and sometimes overwhelming dynamic. Union type. The relationship is filled with excitement and unpredictability, with Rahu's influence encouraging exploration and pushing conventional boundaries. Both partners may experience significant personal growth through the challenges and transformations they face together.